1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello and welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming at WDCE.org. This is Haley Loren, and you are listening to the award-winning Cool Jazz Set. And now here's your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of swinging jazz.
Oh, thanks, Haley. Haley Loren, one of our favorites here on the Cool Jazz Set. What a marvelous voice and some beautiful albums as well. And she is, as one of my friends said, easy on the eyes. I hope that's a compliment. Okay, this is a nice album that she did with pianist Matt Trader. And I'm going to open the show with this. It's Haley Loren, and I'll be home for the holidays. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show.
There's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, when you long for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. Met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic gets terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. For the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home, sweet home. Thank you.
nice quintet, Walt Weisskopf's album entitled The Fountain of Youth. He spells his last name W-E-I-S-K-O-P-F, Walt Weisskopf. And that features some fine playing by Walt on saxophone, tenor, Ben Galese on vibes, Peter Zach on piano, Mike Carn the bassist, and a wonderful drummer, Steve Fittick. So I know you'll enjoy this album if you get your hands on it. It's on the Positone record label. Okay, well, tonight's theme is swinging into Advent. It's the first Sunday in December, and we're excited to be bringing you some great music, a few early Christmas tunes, but just a lot of great jazz. This is one of my favorite recordings around the holidays. It's Vince Guaraldi, a wonderful pianist, had a trio and recorded quite a bit. He did all the Charlie Brown's holiday shows. And this is from Charlie Brown's Holiday Hits album. And this is the Charlie Brown theme, and I think you'll like it. Thank you. Vince Guaraldi, Charlie Brown's theme. And we're looking forward to seeing some of the Charlie Brown shows on TV. It always sounded fun. Music is wonderful. Vince Guaraldi did all the music with his trio and sometimes with some strings. Okay, up next, this is one of my favorite singers, Miss Peggy Lauren. She's now Miss Peggy Lauren Lohr, L-O-H-R. And her husband is a marvelous pianist who I've known for many, many years, Bill Lohr. And this is from an album they did, a few years ago, entitled I'll Be Seeing You. And this is a song my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, Miss Linnea, and I'm playing this for her. When You Wish Upon a Star, Miss Peggy Lauren Lohr.
Upon a star makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come. Your heart is in your dream. No request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star as dream. Is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret love. Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dream comes true. To those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing, like a boat out of the blue.
Ezrin and his trio, Andy Ezrin on piano, and David Fink, the bassist, and Lewis Nash on drums, and that's from his album entitled Tactile. Just one of those things, one of those crazy things. Well, speaking of trios and nice trios, this is a young woman who has been playing for quite a while. In fact, this month she's celebrating her 80th birthday. That's right, she'll be 80 years old in just a few days. And that happens to be Miss B.G. Adair. And she has a nice website too, B.G., B-E-E-G-I-E, Adair, A-D-A-I-R. This is from her album entitled Jazz Romance with her trio. And this is I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, Miss B.G. Adair. Thank you. Alan Broadbent, pianist and conductor with the London Metropolitan Orchestra. And the title of the album is Developing Story. And that is, of course, a song you've probably heard before. If You Could See Me Now. Alan Broadbent, so talented. Okay, there's a brand new album out by the U.S. Army Blues Big Band. It's called Swinging in the Holidays. And my good friend, the bassist with him, Sergeant Reagan Bruff, was nice enough to send me a copy. So I'm going to play a cut from this tonight for you. This is the U.S. Army Big Band, the Army Blues, Santa Baby.
Thank you. Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things you do astound me, mostly whenever you're around me. Lately, I seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm a limp as a glove, and feeling like someone in love. Lately, I seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in them. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove, and feeling like someone in love.
Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Yeah, thank you, Marian McPartland, for that timely message. Music education, so important in our schools, taking place right here at the University of Richmond. We just heard a nice recording from the latest album by Miss Diana Krall entitled Turn Up the Quiet, and we heard her with a nice trio playing Like Someone in Love, and that nice bass work was by Mr. Christian McBride, Russell Malone on guitar. What a great bass player. We saw him here several weeks ago when he came here with a nice trio. That was fun. Okay, up next, one of my friends. This is Brian White, a really tremendous saxophonist, and he's got an album out entitled A One Man Quartet, Merry Christmas from the Whites. And the One Man Quartet, by the way, is a saxophone quartet consisting of soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone sax. Each instrument is recorded separately, and then all four tracks are combined for the final result. So this is Mr. Brian White and his One Man Quartet Go Tell It on the Mountain. The jazz giant, Dr. Oscar Peterson, from his Christmas album. And it was on the Telarc label, and it's still available. And if you go to Amazon.com, you can find it. It's called An Oscar Peterson Christmas. He has quite a nice group on this. Dave Samuels, the vibraphonist on that, by the way, and Jack Shantz on flugelhorn, Lauren Lofsky on guitar, Dave Young on bass, Jerry Fuller on drums, and a string ensemble conducted by Rick Wilkinson, of course, Dr. Oscar Peterson on piano. And that was White Christmas. And we've got cold weather coming, so I don't know whether we're going to have a white Christmas or not, but I think we're going to have some freezing temperatures anyway. Okay, we'll finish up this first set with a very lovely, talented young vocalist, Miss Stacy Kent. This is from her album entitled Tenderly, and this is There'll Never Be Another You.
But how can they come true?